السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of مركز صحابة, voice of أهل السنة والجماعة. الحمد لله رب العالمين. We come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg, South Africa. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar. We come to you from the studio in Durban, South Africa. Assalamu ala man ittaba al-huda. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wassalam. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah will resurrect us with whom so we kept ta'alluq and company. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, protect us, grant us afiyat and husni khatima. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u wahda الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر, قد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Saab, Damat Barakatuhu, ahlan wa marhaban to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. May Allah Ta'ala grant you an apa, afiyat, Allah accept the khidmat of deen. Hazrat Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, our Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, and then Mr. Amkizi. Thank you very much. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 15th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 39, Surah Zumar, verses 16, 17 and 18. We know that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us that those people who worship anybody else, anything else besides Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and they die on kufr and blasphemy, on shirk and polytheism, idol worship, on nifaq, they only paid lip service to Islam and their hearts were devoid of iman, true faith and conviction, then for them they will be in the worst situation. Quran Kareem taught us khusranul mubin, that they will be in that worst loss, and it will be so evident and manifest to them, failure in this world and failure in the year after. So which type of punishment will engulf them? Chapter 39, verse number 16. لَهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ ظُلَلٌ مِنَ النَّارِ وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ ظُلَلٌ. So zulal will mean shade, clouds and so forth. So Almighty Allah states for them, min fawqihim, above them, zulalum, they will be the flames, and those flames will look like clouds. So from above them, they will be the flames, min an-nar, of the inferno and the fire. وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ ذُلَلْ, and from beneath them there will be the flames, and like clouds they will be. Imagine, yeah, in this world a gas tanker or something explodes, and then how many people die, so many people are injured and so forth and so on. So multiply that 100 times, 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times, only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala knows, and that will be in Jahannam, in the hellfire, and it will be perpetual all the time, everlasting doom and gloom. Chapter number 4, verse number 56. Kullama nadijat juluduhum baddalnahum juludan ghayraha liyazuqul azab. Every time one layer of skin is burnt, automatically replaced by another layer, and this punishment will just continue. Read, O Muslim, O Muslimah, after Fajr, after Maghrib, daily. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, save us from the hellfire and the inferno. Grant us entry into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la bifadlika wa rahmatika wa judika wa karamik. That direct straight entry into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la through your grace, mercy, benevolence, O Rabbal Alameen. And when a person enters Jahannam and the hellfire, Allah forbid, that is adlam min Allah, the justice system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Almighty Allah showed us what happened in America a few weeks ago. Hurricane Helene and then Hurricane Milton. Next one will come, inshallah. More and more people will be dispatched straight to hell. So that is why Almighty Allah brings these halat and conditions and situations. Zalika. Punishment in this world, punishment in the year after. Yukhawwifullahu bihi ibadah. Almighty Allah is warning with these punishments his servants. I can decimate, destroy you, demolish you in one split second, because I am Qawiyun Aziz. I am the Almighty, I am the All-Powerful, and I am the only one who is fa'alul lima yurid. I do as I please, and none in the entire universe can question my majesty, authority, sovereignty. That is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So we make dua on this Mubarak occasion. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sends his army. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Ya Allah, decimate, dismantle and destroy the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel and America wa man walahum, and all those who are assisting them to murder and kill our babies, our children, our innocent people, our mujahideen, our leaders, like our brother Yahya Sinwar, rahimahullah, a shaheed. What a death. He wanted to be a martyr, and he passed away as a martyr. His name will shine forever, inshallah. So that is what life is all about, where we are prepared to give everything for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Almighty Allah alone knows who and what are his armies. So inshallah, Allah will send his armies against all these zalim, tanpa dictators and murderers. Ya ibadi fattakun. So Almighty Allah is warning His servants and then says, oh my servants, fattakun, fear me. Fear me. You don't have to fear governments and people and politicians and organizations and so forth. You fear me alone. And do so with ikhlas and sincerity. So that is our deen. Remember, iman on Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Try and do our actions as close as possible to that of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Immaculately. Obviously, it won't be 100%, but the nearer we get it, the better it is. And then with ikhlas and sincerity. What is the definition of ikhlas and sincerity? A'mal ka barabar hona khalwat aur jalwat mein. In privacy and public, our action speech remains the same. So that is sincerity. You don't grandstand, you don't play for the crowd, you don't try and impress your peers up and all that, you don't try and impress your teacher, you don't try and impress this one and that one. You do so solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَالَّذِينَ اجْتَنَبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. And those people who abstain, refrain from ta'ghut. Ta'ghut is every satanic system, capitalism, socialism, Zionism, secularism, democracy. All these will fall under the category of ta'ghut. The satanic systems, remember that. So which shaitan told them, inspired them and incited them, أَيَّعْبُدُوهَا, that people should worship it. See today, 8 billion plus people on this earth, more than 7 billion worshipping Tawhut. Anything beside Islam will be classified as Tawhut. And we are told, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْتَوْهُوتِ, that we have to reject this Tawhuti systems and not say, no, that we must be part and parcel of them. All religions are equal. People who make this kind of statement, they say all religions are equal, straight away they're out of the fold of Islam. The only religion that is accepted by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is Islam. The others will be called religion but rejected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So we need to understand Al-Islam ya'alu wa la yu'la alay. Islam will always be superior and not on par with any other religion or cult or faith or what have you. So the satanic forces will tell you, you must worship them, but the true Muslim, he abstains from that at all times, all places, all situations. Yes, we are human beings. Remember, we commit sins and so forth. So we beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness. Wa anabu ila Allah. They turn more and more and more to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Ya Allah Jalla Wala, our broken, humble efforts, that you accept it in your divine court. So those who turn more and more to Almighty Allah, lahumul bushra, for them is bad tidings, good news. Almighty Allah makes it accepted in His court. He will see the dream. People will see the dream. Fabashir ibad. So give glad tidings to my special, special servants. Fabashir ibadi. If you know Arabic and the rudiments of Arabic, the ya is there and then the ya is omitted and so forth and so on. So the meaning will be, when you translate it, give special glad tidings, good news to my special servants. Who are my special servants? Allazina yastami'un al-qawl. Those people who listen attentively. Students, ulama, write down all these usuls and principles of tafsir and hadith. Kathratul huruf tadullu ala kathratil ma'ani. The more letters in the word, the greater emphasis in the meaning. So one is just to hear, one is to listen, and one is to listen attentively. Allazina yastami'un al-qawl. Those who listen attentively to qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to the Quran Sharif, to the Sunnah Mubarakah, the Wahyain, both are Wahy. The Quran Sharif is Wahi Matlu, what we recite in our Salat and so forth in our Namaz. And the Sunnah Mubarakah is Wahi Ghair Matlu. We can't be reading Innamal A'malu Bin Niyat and so forth in our Salat. So we should know, but both are Wahi and Revelation. So that is the meaning of listening attentively to the Qawl, the speech. فَيَتَّبِعُونَ, and then they follow Ahsana, the best of it. Some people translate this as فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَسْحَلَ. which means that you just take, pick and choose, and you go from here to there, sometime Maliki, sometime Shafi'i, sometime Hanbali, sometime Hanafis. That is rejected totally in the Quran Sharif itself. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَىٰ. Have you seen that person who made his own desires, his God and what have you? وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. Allah Ta'ala leads him astray, in spite the person having the knowledge or what have you. Then that person loses iman sometimes completely. So therefore, ahsana don't mean that what some people are trying to take and, you know, deduce from this verse, you can just follow whatever you want to. You'll end up following ittiba'i hawa, following your own worms, fancies and pasting desires. So ahsana means you follow the best. Remember that immaculately you fulfill your duty with beauty. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ. Those are the people Allah Jalla Wala has guided them. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. And those are the people who are really the intelligent ones and intellectual ones. Not our degrees and our thus and so forth. Those who come nearer and nearer to the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the teachings of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So they are the people, remember that. So Ma'rifat Dukan, Dukan ki Ma'rifat. So meaning, so this, yeah, when you have Darulum, you have Madrasa, you have Khanka, so it becomes an institution where you start recognizing Almighty Allah more and more. You recognize Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's teachings more and more, and that will get in, enter the inner recesses of our heart. Our heart is filled and saturated with the Noor and radiance and effulgence of Almighty Allah. Effulgence and teachings of the Master alayhi salam, and then we propagate it, disseminate it to one and all without fear and favor. So that is what we should be doing. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 15th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446. The Gaza genocide continues. Today is day number 379. These are today's news, views and interviews, locally, nationally, globally and internationally. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Our leader, Yahya Sinwar, al-Shaheed, rahimahullah, Allah Jalla wa'ala grant him the highest stages in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. He was martyred by the Jutlas, and confirmation has come from Hamas as well and so forth. But the struggle goes on, the jihad goes on, one settler, one bullet. And remember, you Jutlas, how many Muslims you have martyred and murdered, but you will never learn, because you are a cursed nation. You are a nation that is filled with hatred, and you murdered prophets and messengers. So therefore, we call you the baby killers, and we call you the murderers. And what EFF said, remember, asking Cyril, that when are we going to sever ties with Israel? They are the murderers and the rapers. Well said, EFF. And whether Malema said so or whoever said so, we echo your sentiments. 100% they are murderers and they are rapers. Then what else? You must remember that they did, and they showed the world, and we saw the Western hypocrisy. We saw the racism of the white man and white woman in majority cases. That over 1 year and still no sanctions, and nothing has happened against Israel. They should be expelled from every organization, basically international, but because they are Jutlas and so forth, and money speaks all languages. So that is what happens today, a shame and a disgrace. May Almighty Allah grant our leader Yahya Sinwar. I am a proud Hamas member. We support Hamas 100%. They can have million shortcomings. Any person, you must remember that takes on Palestine, takes on, you must remember, the Jutlas in occupied Palestine, takes on America and so forth, and all those who are fighting against the Palestinians, we will support them. So that is what we mean, that we are members of them. We belong to this Ummah, and anybody does good for this Ummah, we are members of them, we support them. So 100%, you must remember this type of things here. That if you know anything about Hamas, you must remember they were established in 1987, 2004. Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, was shaheed, became martyred. 3 weeks after that, Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi. And then our call, Aqaiduna Ismail, Lanna Atarif bi Israel. And then our leader, Hafiz Ismail Haniya Rahimahullah, where the Kuffar Shias, so remember that he was assassinated and martyred by the Jutlas and Shias there in Tehran a few months ago. And now we have Yahya Sinwar, Rahimahullah, to all of them. Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Sheikh Ahmad Talib, the Imam of Masjidun Nabawi, Allah reward you, my Imam. At least you made a bold statement in your khutbah yesterday. He made special dua. He said, Allah maghfir, Allah forgive the shaheed. He didn't use the word shuhada. He said shaheed, referring to Sheikh Ahmad, Sheikh Yahya Sinwar. So Sheikh Ahmad Talib, the Imam, he said, Allah maghfir. So he said, Allah must forgive the shaheed. Allahumma alayka bil yahud. Allah must dismantle, Allah must destroy the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. So at least you spoke the truth, Sheikh Ahmad Talib. We want imams like this. We don't want lullaby khutbas and wasting our time and so forth. People not interested. We must speak the truth and speak it loudly and boldly without fear and favor and so forth. That is the job of the ulama and the imams and so forth. You don't have to worry about what this person say and what that sponsor say and so forth and so on. قُلِ الْحَقَّ وَلَوْ كَانَ مُرَّا مُصْطَفَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وسلم told Abu Dharr radiallahu an, authentic hadith in Mustad Ahmad. Speak the truth, even though the truth is very, very bitter. Yesterday alone, they martyred and murdered 33 people, the Israeli diaper force there in Gaza al-Mubarakah. So the murder, the killing goes on. But our Palestinians know what they have to do. We fight right till the last person. Imma shahada wa imma zafar. Either we go for martyrdom or either we go for victory. He said himself, Yahya Sinwar, I hope the day will come when the Jutlas, the Haramis, the Zionist entity, they will martyr me. They will bring joy to me. Allahumma zukni shahadatan fi sabidik. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. I don't want to die on the bed. I don't want to die with naturally. We want to pass away with martyrdom. Summa uhya, summa uqtal. Summa uhya, summa uqtal. Summa uhya, summa uqtal. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was, who is, who will always be the only rahmatan lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A mercy to this entire universe and creation. Chapter number 21, verse number 107 said, Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. You are a mercy to the entire universe, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He, the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, the only desire, ardent wish and desire I have of this world is Allah gives me life and then I'm martyred in the path of Allah. Allah gives me life again, then I come back to this world and I fight in the path of Allah. Then again I'm martyred. Then again Allah gives me life to come back to this world. And again I'm martyred. Sahih, authentic hadith, go open Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad, and so forth. The countries that are aiding Israel, America, Britain, France, and Germany, and all these Western countries, Haramis, so they could be complicit, remember, in the war crimes and genocide and so forth, according to the United Nations experts and so forth. There in Israel, big turmoil going on. Chapter 59, verse number 14. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think the Jutlas are united? Allah says they will never be united while their hearts are fragmented. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمُ اللَّهِ يَعْقِلُونَ. They are a people who got no brains. Our people say Jutla Bogushar, say very intelligent. Allah says they got no brains. So remember that, meaning majority of them, they'll kill, they'll murder, they will rape, they will do whatever they want to. So because they feel they got Uncle Sam in America's veto and so forth, so the Jutlas are going on the streets and demonstrating demonstrating, and remember tonight you will see again what will happen. 100,000 people will be on the streets, seal the deal, seal the deal, bring back the hostages and so forth. So Yahya Sinwar, he was the mastermind of last year's attack against the Jutlas. Therefore, we're so proud about him. Look at the tunnels and all that that he put up there. So you must give credit where credit is due. To the Jutla, now he is busy. You must remember, BB feels very emboldened that he killed Hassan Nasrullah. They killed Ismail Haniya. Now they martyred. You must remember Yahya Sinwar. All this Yahya Sinwar. And for Ismail Haniya, we say Rahimullah. For Nasrullah, we call him Nasrul Shaitan. And we took out an article also. So Shia the Kufar. So BB announced that 250 trucks per day will enter Gaza as though he's doing them a big favor or so. Our stance is very clear. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Two soldiers wounded and one dead dispatched to Jahannam. Alhamdulillah, Hamas said after the martyrdom of Yahya Sinwar, we are stronger, inshallah. So Sinwar's death, remember, means BB will stay longer in power and so forth and so on. The Taliban, we support the Taliban in Afghanistan, they are preparing for Trump. Trump said, when I win the elections on the 5th of November, I will fix the Taliban up there in Afghanistan. Taliban have said, we're taking up your challenge, Trump, you moron. And they said, here's our army. We have prepared reserves, 10,000 of them. And just see who are the Mujahideen. Is this Arab tanpot dictators, haramis, murtad, and shaitans, O lad of Iblis, you must remember, they're traitors to Islam. If they just had to open the borders, you must remember, sit in your palaces and sit on your laurels and all that, and let the Taliban enter from the various borders, and then they and Hamas and so forth, we'll see what they will do with Israel. But these, one day Sheikh Sabuni, rahimahullah, we were there in his dars, in his lessons. There, you know, every day is to teach us. So the lesson finished, we read Salat, he said, Ta'al Ma'i, come with me, Abdul Qadir. So I said, Ahlan wa sahlan, ya Sheikh, Labbaik wa sa'adik, we're coming wherever you take us. So then I said, Sheikh, ya Fadilat al-Ustad, hada Baytullah, this is Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa. I pointed to the palace, and I said, Baytul Shaitan. So this king, they put the palace right there, this is Baytul Shaitan. So he agreed and he smiled. And he said, these are the countries that are protecting Israel. These Biladul Arabiya. So he didn't spell it out, but you can't be such a simple and naive person. You know what he means. Your Saudi Arabia, your Emirates, your Jordan, your Egypt, now Bahrain, Morocco, and many others. So they are the ones. No, we must protect Israel. So what Israel is a holy cow for you? So we must be the ones. Open your borders and allow the Taliban in and then see. Putin will not attend the G20 summit next month. You must remember it will be held in Brazil, and he will send some diplomat of his, because he says that I don't have to be there and we can just send somebody else. It will be fine and no problem. 30 countries lining up to join BRICS. That is Rawahu Putin. You know Rawahu Putin. That is what Putin reported. He says that now we are so strong, we can even beat NATO and all these guys, you must remember, economically and so forth. So that is what's making America and them burn, remember. So therefore, when people get jealous of something, we say, Kul mutu bi ghayrikum. So that is why. I support Putin. I don't hide about it. Putin is a big harami. In times like these, we need haramis. You must remember that, to take on America, take on Israel, take on NATO and all these countries. Russia and Ukraine, each one of them swapped 95 prisoners of war. They gave 95 and they gave 95. Floods are forecast for Saudi Arabia. The imams made so much dua, Allah maghita, Allah maghita. So now they're expecting floods there in various parts of Saudi Arabia. The Obamas. So you have, you know, that Barack Hussein Obama. There's another Hussein there. So his father is Hussein, Muslim. So Barack Hussein Obama and his wife, you see, now they will be campaigning in this last few weeks with Kamala Harris. The black power, they want, the black man was there in the White House. Now they want the first Indian black woman to be there. Her father from Caribbean, you understand, West Indies, and her mother from India. So you will find if Kamala wins, you will find some papar and some achar and pickle there in the White House. You see that? She likes all that there. You must read about her. And her father, mother divorced, and she grew up there in Lusaka. When I was there in Zambia, they told me she was here recently. She came to see her house where she used to live with the mother and her nana. Maternal grandfather. Her maternal grandfather, Nana, what we call in our languages, Modi. So Modi says that he will attend the BRICS conference there in Russia. Where in Russia? This next week, in Kazan. You know how big Russia is. Some part of Russia is in Europe, some part of Russia is in Asia. So in Kazan, they will be hosting it, and there the BRICS conference. So Cyril and all of them, Ching Chong Ling, all will be there, remember that. So you must remember. The questions, we come to the local news now. So, will South Africa cut ties with Israel? Question posed by EFF. Mr. President Cyril, will we cut off ties because Israel is murdering innocent civilians, men, women, children? They are murderers and rapers. He says, no, we're still mulling. How long are you going to mull, Cyril? So remember this. Therefore, ANC, to me, I told you in 94, but who would believe us? You must remember, hardly any person would believe us. So I told you that they, you must remember, are paid the news of South Africa. And you can see that they bleeding support. 2020, when we fought for the masajid, when the scholars for dollars went to court and closed the masajid, we were very few. So you must remember to take them on and so forth and so. Again, we were proven right. This whole COVID, you must remember, is what? You must remember, was not a pandemic. It was a plandemic and a scamdemic and so forth. And these quacks, these doctors, I call them quacks. And I put it on Twitter and everywhere as well. And we proved it academically, that this whole thing was a scam and so forth. Muslim doctors, some of them non-Muslim, just making money. Go see the people who took the vaccines and so forth. So even now you will see that inshallah what we are promoting in time to come will be the truth. We say open every masjid for all the jamaats, whether you are ABC group, whether you are XYZ group. We say that you must allow everybody to come in that masjid and in tabligh I'm speaking about, and let them speak the 6 points. You must remember, yesterday one Maulana came, he had lunch here with us. He's a Mehman Maulana from Maputo. He said that, I heard that you're giving lecture here in Richards Bay. So I told them, my satis, we will stop here and he'll meet me and they'll listen to the lecture. So he, I take his name, Maulana Muhammad Umar. I call him Muhammad Umar Maputo Mehmani, you see, because he speaks very good Mehman also. So I asked him, what you all do there? He said, Manji Masjid, maybe allow everybody. So that is what we want. So many people are listening now with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, that they're opening the masajid. But you tell both parties that you must just stick to 6 points and 6 points. So what's the problem there? Hamara kaam to dawat tabligh hai, ashkas ke saath to nahi hai. We don't have to worry about this person and this person. You must remember the people benefit and let the ummah benefit. That is what we are saying. So the question was posed to Cyril, will you cut ties with Israel and so forth and so on. So there in Westbury and West Dean and all that year in Johannesburg, Gauteng area, you find that people say they have to wake up 1 o'clock in the morning to get water and take shower. Now imagine in South Africa, so much water problems and shortage and after all the electricity problems and so forth. The GNU will be discussing the Bela Bill. Do you know what is a Bela Bill? They want to teach, this is ANC, they want to teach your children who are 6, 7, 8 years old about masturbation. They want to teach them about lesbianism. They want to teach them about gay business. You remove the innocence of the child. You know, I can still remember vividly, you know, how innocent we were and how naive we were, and we had no worry in the world. Where I was born in Heidelberg, in the location African township, you know, we have a shop house and some Muslims, Indians, and thereafter we had Ramsami and Moonsami as our neighbors and so forth. And then we used to play, was a member, soccer, cricket in our leisure time and so forth, kalfoot, you know, barefoot and no shoes, no socks and all these things here. We were tough guys, you know. So that is why that we must learn on. Look at our youngsters today. 80%, 90% good for nothing. They can't even run 1 kilo, can't even run 1 mile. Whole day, just PlayStation, watch movies, play with your phone, this, that. No activity in your life, just get obese. Is that your life? You're wasting your youth. Jawani kukoya. So that is not Islam. Your parents should make your children aware of all these things here. Okay, let's come down. I told you about Moana Umar and all of them. Today in the Ijtima came down, remember after Asr will be the Nikah announcement, Nikahs taking place and so forth. The Nikahs will take place after Asr, the final dua tomorrow, Sunday before Zohar. And remember that whether we like, don't like, the truth must be spoken. That majority of the people, their hearts and many of them are still connected with Nizamuddin and so forth. Way in the Ijtima in South Africa in the past 60 years, you get countries, 150 countries represented. So where and where they came, you must remember. I asked him, Ketla bus avia utesi Maputo se. He said, 4 buses came from Maputo and so forth. How many cars came and so forth? So you just go and see and so forth. So yes, we don't have to worry and curry favor with any person or any organization or people and so forth. What is the truth we must speak? So we will tell you that in your leisure time today, Saturday, Sunday, go to the Ijtima, you the man, go see for yourself and so forth. You don't have to worry about this person, that you say, that one chapter yesterday, he said, no, I can't go, it's bad for my image. Say bad for my image. So you see, he's worried about people and so forth and so on. So I'm not praying, but if you ask me, so I'll tell you to go. I told the brothers yesterday also, go. You must remember, if you can go, you should go. So that is our message, is Ijtima in Newcastle. We told people to go. Ijtima here, Camperdown, no. It is Ijtima in Cape Town, we will tell you to go. So that is what our stance is, very clear. There's nothing ambiguous and so forth and so on. So inshallah, we make dua for all this thing. We must remember Ijtimas. And quickly, I must thank all these parties, the ulama, Maulana Yasin Tar Muhammad, his brother-in-law, mashallah, Ishaq, and Maulana Ridwan Mansur, and Maulana Hamza Yasin Chohan, Allah Ta'ala reward them all. My connection there, our host in Impangeni, Hafiz Ahmed Gora Jackson, Allah Jalla Wala reward them all. And thereafter we have the, and my host there where I am now speaking to you from, Brother Muhammad Lachka. He and his mother, Ayyam, mashallah. Allah Jalla Wala reward them. Ma Salim Kareem and Junaid Mota, inshallah al-Aziz, from Monday. Tomorrow is no program. Tomorrow is Q&A between 2 and 4 with Hafiz Wadi, inshallah. So Monday, Azan will go 5 to 4. Then 4 o'clock, 4:02 or so, inshallah, we'll be firing up because Salat from Monday day by us is now 10 to 5. So we will start the program, inshallah, 4 o'clock just after 4. 5 to 4 will be Azan. So Junaid Mota, make a note of it. Maulana, we have 15 minutes, inshallah, left. So let's fire up, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Uftisab, a man gave his wife one talaqi raj'i. He didn't take her back and he passed away. Does the wife sit in idda for talaq and does she inherit?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Is the iddat upon that lady? 100% is iddat upon that lady. So let's explain the masla properly so then we can understand the answer. A husband divorced his wife, one divorce. Talaqul Raj'i, revocable divorce. During the iddat period, if that is the case. So during the iddat period, remember the husband passed away. So in a case like that, what iddat is there for this lady? Iddat is compulsory. So in a case like that, you call it abadul ajalain. So the Quran Kareem says for a lady in talaq, and then her iddat will be talatat quru. So three quru, three menses and so forth. And for the mutawaffa ana zawjuha, where the husband passed away, so there it is 4 months, 10 days, arba'at ashurin wa ashra. So both iddats will run concurrently, and whichever one is longer, so that is the one she will work with. If a three menses take 6 months, I'm just giving a hypothetical example, so she will work with that one there. And if it just takes 3 months and so forth, and then obviously the iddat of wafat of death is 4 months, 10 days, 130 days, that is longer, so that is what she must do, and that will be compulsory. So sister, you must see that which one is longer for you, so that is, we must, that is your iddat, and that's compulsory. Regarding your inheritance, if your husband passed away during your iddat time, so you must remember, then you will inherit as well. But if your husband passed away, I'm speaking of your iddat of talaq now, if your husband passed away after your iddat has expired and everything, then remember, you will not inherit a cent, and finish then is history. You must carry on with the geography. So that is how, that is tafakku. You must understand all these finer points of fiqh al-Islami. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud story, incident is very famous. They were prepared to make mubahala and so forth. Ji.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible to purchase a car on leasing?
If you purchase a car on leasing, you're not purchasing the car actually. You are just hiring the car, and then you are paying every month a certain amount and so forth. Then after that, you have 2-3 different scenarios. They will tell you in the ending, after 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, whatever the contract is, you have to make a balloon payment and so forth if you want to. And then you become the owner and so forth. Or otherwise, you return the car and so forth. Obviously, different companies will have different models and so forth, different, you know, ways of operating. And end of the day, if it is straightforward, you must remember, I'm hiring the car for 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, and monthly I'm paying you. Till there, there's no problem. But once you have interest involved, once you have all these other factors, external factors involved, so then it will become null and void and not permissible. But if it is straightforward leasing and like hiring and so forth, like how we staying in the house. And last night I spoke to my Qazi Bhutti Ghani, you understand, Muhammad Lachkan knows him very well, so we just tuned him up a little bit. So now I'm paying rental for how many years now? 46 years I'm paying rental. Karachi I was paying 1 year, and then Newcastle 20 years, now here 24 years. So you're in Malaysia, you must remember. So that is now your rental. So whatever it is, I just pay finish and car. So same thing, you must remember that with your car and all that activity. But if you say so much interest, so much this, so much that, that is not permissible. That interest we must stay away from. And remember, Allah will give us so much barakah and blessing, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, I left Islam. I want to revert back to become a Muslim. What should I do?
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. First, we will say any person who leaves Islam after he or she was born a Muslim, or after they embraced Islam and then they became a murtad or murtadda, the hadith is authentic in Bukhari Sharif, man baddala deenahu faqtulu. Whosoever changes their religion, so remember, for them is the death penalty. And we must also remember that this a verdict is applicable for male and female, and that is our fatwa also. That the hadith of Marwan is mentioned in Dar al-Qutni, and that is the verdict of the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis. You have to pass certain laws that are deterrent. So Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis say, Allah forbid a person becomes a murtad, apostate, and so forth, then it is death penalty unless that person makes tawbah, repent, and re-enters Islam. So you, brother, Allah give you tawfiq. Now you want to embrace Islam.
So you must recite the kalima, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. You must repent daily and go to your local imam, maulana, sheikh, whoever, and tell him. He must teach you all the basics again, because most of the things you must have forgotten. Keep on reading chapter 3, verse number 8. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana till the end. Read chapter 12, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima. And according to Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, only for a murtad, the penalty, death penalty, is applicable to men only, not to women. But majority scholars say for male and female, academic discussion. So I told you that Dalil is mentioned of majority scholars, they in Daraqutni, the hadith of Ummah. So the hadith of Ummah Marwan and so forth. So that is, I'm just looking for the key to go out. So anyway, that is the hadith to this thing, to say that the death penalty will be applicable for ladies as well. So that is why we have that different opinion. Please carry on.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible to perform Qaza Salah after Fajr before sunrise?
Remember to perform Qaza Salah before Fajr, after Fajr. So is all permissible. So remember, as long as it's Qaza. So you must remember that is according to all four schools. Before Fajr, after Fajr, to perform Qaza permissible. And remember, it can be after your Fajr Salat and before sunrise. All permissible. Not Nafil Salat. Hanafi say, you can't read Nafil Salat. Once the Fajr time starts, right till sunrise. And then after sunrise, you wait. You must remember for 15 minutes. And thereafter, also, you can read your Ishraq Salat. So that is the fatwa of the Hanafis.
Mufti Sahab, people who have haram earnings bought a gift for my baby. Am I allowed to keep it?
If a person, the fuqaha, the jurors have used the principle, and the principle is that walil aksari hukmul kul. Walil aksari hukmul kul means we look at the majority income of that person there. The majority income of that person is halal, and he gave you a gift, he gave a contribution to the masjid and so forth, then it is permissible. And if majority of the income is haram, then you can't accept the contribution, gift and so forth. And if you are in doubt, it might be 50-50, then you don't accept it. The authentic hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told his beloved Nawasa grandson, "Sip to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu an, "Da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk." Leave that which puts you into doubt, and offer that in which there is no doubt. Is hadith sahih, authentic hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif.
Mufti Sahab, is zakat payable upon money we keep aside for our children?
100%, the money belongs to you. You keep money one side for Hajj. Now you got 100,000. You keep money one side. You said this is for the future of my children. You keep money one side under your matras, under your mattress, pala pala business. On all that, zakat is compulsory. So you ladies also, you must remember, you hide money here and there and wherever. So zakat will be compulsory upon that.
Mufti Sahab, can a 9-year-old boy be a mahram for his mother?
Remember in Islam that the earliest a boy becomes baligh and mature is 12 years old. So if you are 8, 9, 10 years old, you can't be classified as a technical mahram, meaning you can't be taking your mother for a journey to Durban and so forth if you're from Johannesburg, or go for Umrah and say this is my mahram, all haram. In Islam, the earliest a daughter. So now we have a daughter, the earliest she becomes baligha and mature is at the age of 9 lunar years. And in Islam, for a boy, the earliest he becomes baligh is, you must remember, 12 lunar years. So that is, you must remember, what we should understand of fitful Islami, our Islamic jurisprudence. In that case, he's not a mahram in the technical sense for journey and traveling. He is mahram. You can't marry him and he can't marry you. obviously, but you can't be traveling with him alone and say he's your mahram, so that is not acceptable.
Mufti Saab, is qaza salah necessary for a girl who gets a haze while performing a farz salah?
Remember that you mothers, sisters, because of your menses, because of your nifas, your postnatal, you know, you gave birth and so forth. Hanafis, Hanbalis say 40 days is the maximum. Shafi'is, Malikis say 60 days is the maximum. So in cases of menses, in cases of the nifas, so remember in a case like that, we say that there is no qaza salat. There is no qaza salat in those cases there. And remember for fasting, that is you must your fast during Ramadan time. So your habit is 6, 7, 8 days. So for that, qaza will be compulsory. So why is the qaza fast compulsory and the qaza salat not compulsory? Because salat is compulsory 5 times a day. So there will be a lot of haraj and difficulty for the lady. Al-haraju madfu'un fil Islam. Quran says that haraj Allah Ta'ala removed it. Ma yuridullahu alaykum fid din min haraj. So the difficulty is not there. Now, if you got 7, 8, 9, 10 days, you must understood of your siyam, of your fasting. So you got 11 months to keep qaza. So every month you keep one qaza like that, plus minus. So that will show that it's easy for you that. So therefore, qaza of namaz, because you must it during your menses and so forth. So that is saqit. Saqit means is waived off and there's no qaza salat in those cases.
Mufti Saab, I went for a masjid program in my area. After the program, they fed the people, and on the table, they distributed Cadbury lunch bars. I asked the Molana whether it's permissible to eat the chocolate without a halal stamp. He said to bring the chocolate, he will eat it. Is this correct?
He was a hungry Molana. So last night, we had a big program here in Richards Bay. And then the Maulana told me I must finish up certain time because then I must have Q&A and then they're going to have a chow for the people. So I told them, see me, I'm not going to eat there. But because the people will think that I'm just funny, I went away. So I'll come sit there 5 minutes and have a cup of tea. And that's exactly what I did. So you feed the people. It's wonderful. There's no problem with that. You must remember this. Last night it happened here in Richards Bay. By the time we started and ended was 9:30, 9:35 and so forth. By the time I met the people, I went inside there, 9:45 or what. My brother, Muhammad Lachka, he says the mutton was very nice, he told me. So he said, Boa Ruhutu, you see that? So like that. So anyway, so that is what we must realize, that that is fine. Regarding foodstuff, regarding this, regarding that, if there's doubt and shirk, so remember, best is to abstain. Da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk. Leave that in which you have doubt and opt for that in which there is no doubt. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. Regarding that there is no halal stamp, these halal stamps are not worth the paper on which they are written. Your Sharia compliant and halal logos, all money-making gimmicks, remember that. Molvis, Mufti, Sheikhs have become millionaires and multi-millionaires and so forth in this year. Go and see in Pakistan, go and see in Malaysia, go and see in other countries. What a mockery it is. That's South Africa. The whole book we wrote on this, Ummati, Ummati, remember that, regarding all these halal logos. And sometimes on pork also they put, they'll tell you it's a mistake and so forth and all that. So last time they had the whole thing, they exposed them there and all that there, what is it, Ryan or Rayon or whatever in Cape Town. So we can't forget all these kind of things, yeah. So if you ask me of halal logos and Sharia compliant, it's just a technical, typical case of scholars for dollars, and we need to be clear on that issue.
Mufti Saab, our imam does not come for salah regularly. He even passes the masjid after hearing azan, and the muazzin has to do his duty. Must we keep reading salah behind him? Please advise.
Whether you must read or don't read, that is secondary. What are the trustees doing? Are the trustees reading salat? So you must remember, yeah, the guilty party first is the trustees. Then the guilty party is the imam. If he's there salat time, he walks past the masjid and he doesn't read and he's getting paid for that to make imamate and so forth, they must fire him straight away if he's not listening and he's not adhering to it. Which can imam you are, Sheikh? So you must remember, you get paid and then you just say no. But when it's like Maghrib time, when it is Jummah night or Jummah time, you want to be there. So you want to be when the crowd is there. In Cape Town, and that is very common, the Imam never pitches up. I don't say all, but many places I know when I go. So I tell them I want to read Fajr in different masajids. The Imam is not there. Illa mashallah. Majority of the time, he puts one Khalifa chief. Today, there are a lot of Khalifas. Their topis go higher and all that, you know. So you must remember this. They in Cape Town, they call him Khalifa chief. So Khalifa chief is what? At Fajr time, he will make the imamate and so forth. But the wages will go to the Imam. Then the Imam will give him 100 rand, 200 rand, whatever. It's not like that. It's haram there. So you, the trustees, if you see the Imam is not performing and he's shirking his responsibilities and so forth and so on, so you must fire him if he's not listening and so forth. You, the Musalli, you read Salat behind him, the Imam, the Muazzin, your Salat is valid as long as he belongs to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Mufti Sahab, many nikahs are taking place today. What advice can we give to the young couples?
MashaAllah, I announced it that day in the Ijtima Kempa Down after Asr, the Ijtimas will be taking place. This Maulana Umar told me that he's, I don't know, sister-in-law, somebody is getting married. He told me something. I'm a little bit confused what he told me. But anyway, so I don't know how many nikahs there will be. To all of you, whether you're getting married Ijtima or anywhere else in the whole world, then our advice to you is very simple. All parties adopt the quality of taqwa. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu arda, who was a linguist par excellence. And if you want his reference, remember regarding the definition of taqwa and true piety, you will find it in Mawahibul Ladunniya. And this is Allama Qastalani's work, you must remember. And it is called Mawahibul Ladunniya by Allama Qastalani. Al-Khawfu min al-Jaleel. You must have fear of Allah at all times, all places. Today, me and you, we're sanctimonious, double identity, you see. We play to the crowd, majority of the Muslims today, so that is that. Then, wal-amalu bit-tanzeel. And you must practice on Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. So don't have to, you know, practice on your riwaj and your system and your tradition and custom and so forth when it encroaches on the Sharia. Third, wal qana'atu bil qaleel. Be content with what you got. Today, the greed has killed this ummah. Fourth, wal isti'dadu li yawmir rahil. And prepare for the day of your journey to the year after from now. And then remember, I just give you the adabu laylati zifaf, adabu laylati bina. So the nikah is done today after asr. You're taking delivery tonight, tomorrow. So remember, husband, wife, you alone. So read salat first. Husband in front and the wife at the back. Husband, give the iqamah. Oh, husband, give a gift to your wife. Give Kruger coin. Tell her, oh, honey, take this money. So that's also sunnah. Third one, you must, first hadith, Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba. Second one, Musnad Ahmad. Third one, sprinkle water on one another's forehead. The hadith in Musannaf Abdul Razak. And fourth one, whenever you are going to be intimate with your wife, so remember that first night, any night, so read the dua in Bukhari Sharif. Bismillah, Allahumma jannibna shaitan, wa jannibi shaitan ma azaktana. Ya Allah, save us from Satan, Lucifer, shaitan, and save our children also from Satan, shaitan, and Lucifer. Barakallahu fiqh. Monday, 5 to 4 adhan, and then we will start tomorrow Q&A between 2 and 4, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Jazakallah khairan, Maulana.